I don't hate spoilers the way some people hate spoilers. I vividly remember when Lost was on the air and stretching out its mysteries over too long a series and too long a season and season breaks. I didn't mind if spoilers got leaked because I wanted to know what would happen. It felt torture-like to be having some of these things dragged out. So earlier in the week, Weird Al Yankovic announces he's releasing a new song on Friday. And I was really eager to get spoiled and did. And I'm happy about it.
Your Daily Lex.
So when Weird Al announces he's releasing a song, his last album was released 10 years ago. And he's released a tiny number of singles since then. I can think of two or three, depending on how you count. The Hamilton Polka, the song Now You Know from his movie Weird, and then whatever songs he does with that other crew that does these post-presidential debate songs that I actually don't enjoy all that much. But anyway, he said, hey, I'm going to be putting out a new song, and I immediately have to wonder, what's that song going to be? Is it going to be a parody or an original or what? And my instinct was, well, parodies are more popular for him, so if he's looking for a big viral moment, that's the direction he'll go. Originals are more fun for him, and it doesn't sound like he's doing a whole album out right now, so I was really debating. And of course, Liam was like, well, I'm going to bet against you. So I'm going to bet Polka. And I'm now going to do spoilers. So if you don't want to be spoiled about Weird Al's song that comes out tomorrow as I record this, July 19th is the day the song comes out, feel free to stop listening. But it is indeed a polka called Polka Mania. It first got leaked in an article, an interview that Al did with a magazine called Interview Magazine, wherein it referenced that he had this new polka coming out and it was going to include songs by X, Y, and Z artists or the specific songs themselves. Later on today, as I'm recording, as opposed to some other today, the song, I guess, gets released at midnight local time. So folks in Australia started to hear it and then somebody posted a copy of the song. And I'm sure I'll listen to the song plenty of times from my music streaming service of choice. And I'll watch the video that's coming out tomorrow that I'm certain will be animated. I didn't mind listening to the song early. And then it got pulled out of various places. But I like knowing the things. I will admit this too at the same time. I'm very curious about this new Weird Al parody. It includes songs from the past 10 years. And I guess he's like, hey, here's Catching Up for Lost Time. Here's all the songs I didn't put in a polka that I could have. But it's odd to me to hear like, Hello, by Adele, or Uptown Funk, or Despacito, songs that feel so old, along with more current songs, but even like the Taylor Swift song that makes an appearance is from at least one, maybe two Taylor Swift albums ago. I'm not an expert. Shake it off. But it may be more than two Taylor Swift. It just feels like it feels part of what I think has made Al's career so successful, besides, his talent, is that his music is always current. If he's parodying the sounds of today, it's always today. This song has this weird situation of sounding instantly dated because the songs it's referencing in many cases are pretty dated. Like it's got We Don't Talk About Bruno in there. That's not a recent song. So I don't know. It's interesting. I like it. It's a fun polka. He did what he set out to do and he's good at it. But yeah, I certainly felt no guilt or concern about getting spoiled and was happy to be spoiled. Sometimes around Apple events, this happens too, where people stop reading rumor sites because they want to be surprised by the keynotes. I'm like, man, I don't care. I want to know. I would rather just know the thing. I don't like not knowing things. I do like knowing things. That's just how I roll. Anyway, that's my entire thought for today. You're welcome and have a wonderful rest of your day. Goodbye.
Lex.
John Syracuse has been begging for me to do some kind of post-silence joke, and although I'm trying to eliminate the post-episode silence problem, here is your bonus content. Hi, John.